Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
There has been a lot of talk over the proposed speed reduction in urban areas from 50 kilometres down to 30 kilometres per hour. What was originally going to be a directive from the government implemented nationwide now looks like it's going to be left to each county and city council to decide upon. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined by Fine Gael councillor for Galway City Council, Councillor Shane Ford, and Labour councillor for Cork City Council, Councillor Peter Horgan. You're both very welcome to the show. Councillor Ford, come to you first. What exactly is being proposed here?
Well, Ciara, thanks very much, and thanks for having me on the show. Just to make it clear, like, they're trying to, we'll say, impose that we reduce our speed limits around the city. Now, it's about 4:05 here on a Thursday evening, and I can guarantee you there's no one in this city travelling more than 10 miles per hour leaving work to go home to their families, because Galway City is gridlocked every day. And at the end of the day, when people go forward for election, they expect that the decisions on the city council should be made by those and not in Dublin. And that's how the cities are best placed to make decisions for the constituents in this city, and not by, you know, representatives up in Dáil Éireann. Like, city councils are best placed to know the roads around the cities where we live and where we work.
So it'll be up to you as councillors, I presume, speaking to those within the council who know the roads, to decide what roads should be brought down from the 50 kilometres down to the 30 kilometres. That's now going to be your responsibility.
If you look at it now, like, and I'll just give you an example. In Galway, there's a road locally known as the Dirty 30. Now, that road is about 1.8 kilometres. It stretches from roughly the Menlo Park Hotel up as far as the Fleming's Garage there, the Opel Garage in Galway City. Now, it's been one of the highest intakes for fines in 2022. Where they took in something, I think, close to €300,000 on fines for that road alone. Like, 30 kilometres on that straight stretch of road at 1.8 kilometres was absolute madness. And for officials in Dublin to be telling people in Galway City, like, that road should be only 30 is madness. The decision to increase the speed limit on that road was taken, and it's a better decision. But the reality is, in a medieval city like Galway, like, any time after 1 o'clock during the day, Monday to Friday, you're going nowhere in traffic anyway. And you'll be lucky to get outside 20 miles per hour most days because of the traffic, which in Galway roughly is around 95% capacity at most days.
To bring you in, Councillor Horgan, you're against this idea, aren't you? You don't think it should be up to local councillors to decide, notwithstanding what Shane Ford is saying there, which is, look, it is the local people living in the local area, the local councillors, who understand how the road system works and what speed would be most appropriate for what road.
Well, thanks, Ciara. Thanks for having me on. And look, I think there's a bit of a bait and switch happening here. I do believe that councillors and councillors should decide what's happening. But what this was, it wasn't a diktat from Dublin to say reduce everything to 30 kilometres. And we have to be honest and fair about this, in that there was a public consultation done in 2024 to reduce from 80 to 60. And then it came down that after that public consultation, certain roads were brought in, certain roads were excluded. I know in Cork City, when we had the expansion to the county, there were certain roads that were 100 that were boreens that had to come down to 60. And that was a safety issue. This is what the U-turn has happened from government, which happened after the general election, after the new government of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Lowry cohort, is that they decided to remove the idea of putting the public consultation out. It wasn't going to be a slap down where putting everything down to 30. That's not what was happening. What was going to happen is that a public consultation was meant to be rolled out last October, It was paused for the general election, and after the change in government, it was quietly dropped. And it's only because people are starting to raise it. And I'm the chair of the Transport Policy Group, and I was fully expecting to launch a public consultation last October to bring people in to get views from the city, from people who live in the city, about reducing from 50 to 30. And I don't buy the idea that just because at certain times in the morning and certain times in the afternoon, a city is encased in gridlock, which is the case in Cork as well, we have a very strong, bad issue with drivers in our cities driving badly, driving erratically, driving angrily. And I make no apology for seeking to slow down motorists in attempt to highlight pedestrian safety. Okay. And that's what we have to look at.
So what do you think is happening here is a U-turn from government, that they now want 100%. To shift responsibility onto local councillors here, because ultimately the decision to reduce from 50 to 30 is going to be an unpopular one?
It's not even about an unpopular one. It's an administrative burden. The setup at the moment doesn't allow councils, in my view, to do a blanket 30-kilometre speed limit across built-up areas. What you have now is that you have individual councillors, like my colleague John Maher and Ciara O'Connor, looking for Ballyhooly Road, Corraheen Road, I'm looking for Beaumont. It's all piecemeal. What the public consultation would have done, it would have identified built-up areas. It would have said, right, we're going to take this built-up area and we're going to make this fully 30 kilometres. Areas like in my ward in Beaumont are a 30 kilometre speed limit during school times, during the times when you go to school in the evening. But at the weekend, when there's massive sporting events on in Páirce Caoimhe, Páirce Uirring, in Blackrock, there's cars coming in from outside the area and they don't pay attention to the speed. We
but
have
is that
to
not
slow
the
down the cars.
That Councillor Ford is making, that piecemeal is a good idea, actually. That is what you need, because different roads have different demands on them, and somebody making this decision from Dublin doesn't actually reflect how that road really is being used and how that road operates. I think Councillor Ford was talking about the Dirty 30, a road where, you know, a straight road that was at 30 kilometres an hour that really should have been at 50, and people were getting caught, as he seems to be saying, unfairly on it.
People were speeding. People broke speed limit and they were caught. You know, let's be honest about that. They know speed limit is speed limit. You may not agree with a speed limit, but if you're caught speeding, you know, you're speeding. But I think the piecemeal approach doesn't work, because what the public consultation, as I understood it from officials, would have done is that it gave all the local authorities almost a bit of cover to say, right, here's the public consultation from Dublin, have at it, and have the councillors decide then yes or no. That's what was being decided. It wasn't a diktat from Dublin, and far be it from me. I can't believe I'm arguing with a government party representative about what the government should have been doing in Dublin. But what they should be doing is giving councils the ability to run those public consultations, so we have a proper view of what's required on the 30 kilometre speed limits. And well, we have to be serious on that. There have been 125 fatalities this year already on our roads.
Why did they drop those public consultations, Councillor Ford?
Well, look, if I was a constituent of Peter's, I'd be very disappointed. He more wants to get national government making decisions. He's elected as a local representative.
That's not true.
And he should be representative. He should be representing his local constituents and addressing the issues. You have an irony where you have speed cameras on footpaths around the city in Galway catching people for speeding. And that's what's going on. And all it seems to be doing is collecting revenue for the government. And that's not good enough either.
Okay, but the point Peter Horgan is making is they're catching people for speeding because they're breaking the speed limit and they're breaking the law, and a fine follows.
But like the road was never a 30 miles or 30 kilometres per hour road. It's like, in fairness, when these decisions are being made, they should be consulting with the local people. And like Peter's looking for commissions and, you know, public consultation. They take months, they go on for long, and at the end of the day, they're a long, drawn-out process. What people want is change. What they want change is their local council, who's elected every 5 years, to go forward and make decisions as best they can. And then every 5 years, if they're not happy, they can put them out. And that's what democracy is about. Not officials, highly paid civil servants in Dublin, doing a diktat about what Peter's trying to say.
Peter?
That's not what I said at all, Ciara. I'm sorry, I don't believe the councillor has actually listened to what I said. It's not diktats from Dublin, but what it did, it gave councils to cover all councils, put out a full public consultation in their local authorities, and then the decision came back to the council. And to say that my constituents would be disappointed at how I'm acting, my mandate was to slow down traffic and increase pedestrian crossings and safety. So I'll not take any lectures on how my mandate should be adhered to in Cork City Council. And it's just bizarre, Ciara, I believe, that you have a government council representative saying that, you know, saying this sort of stuff, going against what his previous government did, and now the new government, because it made sense for to get the independents on board to stay in office, that he's happy with it now. Like, we need to have the public consultations done. These consultations don't run for years and years. Were very time limited consultations with very good data in them that actually informed decisions right across the board in Cork City that were supported by his colleague, by his party colleagues in Cork City.
There was another point made as well, Councillor Ford, that the workload, that the councils actually don't have the time nor the capacity to do this work. What do you say to that?
Well, in fairness, that's a genuine good point. But at the end of the day, every councillor elected wants to make sure that their city is best placed to move forward for business and for enterprise. And that, like, the big go-to words in the last couple of years are health and well-being. There's no one leaving their job this evening that's going to suffer from health and well-being this evening going home, stuck in 2 hours in traffic in Galway City. Because the reality is, if we, like, there's no one going more than 10 miles per hour for the next hour, because they're all going to be stuck in traffic. I have to go over to an event this evening over in the college, a breast cancer research event. And literally, if I walked over, it would take me 20 minutes. If I go over in the car, it'll take me the best part of an hour and 10 minutes. Because Galway is a medieval city, and 30 miles per hour or 10 miles more, it won't make a difference. But I think when we elect councils, they should be making the decisions. And in fairness, what
I'm
Peter
just looking at,
there,
sorry to cut across you there, I'm just looking at lots of the texts that are coming in from our listeners here this evening, texting us on 087 1400 106. That's a WhatsApp number. What people want is safer roads for all. 30 kilometres an hour, roll it out, please. Another texter, this is ridiculous. In Wales, Spain, many other EU countries, they fully introduced the 30 kilometre speed limit. Basically, get on with it.
100%.
Yeah, look, people in fairness are entitled to their opinion. But, like, at the end of the day, like, we all want safer streets. We all want safer roads. We're all parents of young kids outside schools. But it's not feasible all the time across all cities. And that's the bottom line. And, like, the example I gave you was the Dirty 30. Like a road 1.8 kilometres straight, 30 miles per hour, and you have speed vans and public footpaths catching people that are travelling above that speed limit. It's a crazy situation.
All right, look, we're going to come back to this because texts are flooding in on this, and I'll bring you those texts right throughout the programme.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.